In this video, we're going to talk about the very concerning past behind Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, and the American Birth Control League. Margaret Sanger created the American Birth Control League in 1921. By 1927, she had partnered with the League of Nations with funding from the Rockefeller Foundation. They co-hosted an event about depopulation called the World Population Conference. They always pick the best names, don't they? Not the Depopulation Conference, but that's what this conference was about. Margaret Sanger and the League of Nations, the Rockefeller Foundation, talking about overpopulation. In 1942, American Birth Control League morphed into Planned Parenthood. In 1961, Planned Parenthood merged with the World Population Emergency Campaign and became Planned Parenthood Federation of America-World Population. The New York Times called her the Apostle of Birth Control. Oh wait, no, that's Margaret Sanger being published by the New York Times, talking about herself. And it sure seems like New York Times is trying to cover up this article, yet you can still find it in various places on the internet. In the article, she talks about certain people as being like weeds. This is the article here, which jumps back and forth, talking about Margaret Sanger in the third person, and then the first person, and then back to the third, and then the first. So Margaret Sanger wrote this article. It's very convoluted and confusing. The first header, Apostle of Birth Control sees cause gaining here. She writes, the birth control movement, which has now absorbed the earlier Neo-Malthusian movement, originated right here in New York just a decade ago. So I should mention this article was in 1923. And if you don't know, Malthus is the excuse that these people often use. To say, look, the population is growing exponentially, but the food supplies just can't keep up. But then, of course, they invoke this to justify their mass murder, their mass sterilization, their tightening of the supplies so humanity can't blossom and bloom, to justify their eugenics, to sell it like they're saving the world, saving humanity. Here she talks about my paper, The Woman Rebel. And then Sanger switches back to the third person, why she took up the task, talking about her leading role in the American Birth Control League. And I think most people would agree this is a key excerpt from this article, an extremely disgusting, despicable line from an evil woman. Birth control is not conception indiscriminately and thoughtfully practiced. It means the release and cultivation of the better racial elements in our society and the gradual suppression, elimination, and eventual extirpation of defective stocks, those human weeds which threaten the blooming of the finest flowers of American civilization. An extirpation means the act of removing or destroying something completely. She wants to destroy completely defective stocks, human weeds, she calls us. And it seems Margaret Sanger really likes this analogy of humans being like weeds. Here's another example. Margaret Sanger in Women and the New Race, 1920. Birth control is nothing more or less than the facilitation of the process of weeding out the unfit, of preventing the birth of defectives, or of those who will become defectives. And she lists out all these people who, she says, spoke openly in favor of control of the population. Look at this article that Margaret Sanger wrote about herself, where she calls herself the Apostle of Birth Control in the third person. Even China, awakening to needs of selective methods. What's especially troubling is once the New York Times ran this piece by Margaret Sanger, her group turned around and republished this as facts about birth control and handed out flyers. Oh, look what the New York Times said. Quote, this article was reprinted by the American Birth Control League in a flyer with two other newspaper articles as, quote, real facts about birth control. Here's an extremely racist quote from Margaret Sanger, genocidal and racist. There is only one thing that I would like to be in touch with, and that is the Negro Project of the South, which, if the execution of the details remain in Miss Rose's hands, my suggestions will not be confusing, because she knows the way my mind works. Miss Rose sent me a copy of your letter, and I note that you doubt it worthwhile to employ a full-time Negro physician. It seems to me from my experience, where I've been in North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, and Texas, that while the colored Negroes have great respect for white doctors, they can get closer to their own members and more or less lay their cards on the table, which means their ignorance, superstitions, and doubts. They do not do this with the white people. And if we can train the Negro doctor at the clinic, he can go among them with enthusiasm and with knowledge, which I believe will have far-reaching results among the colored people. His work, in my opinion, should be entirely with the Negro profession and the nurses, hospital social workers, as well as the county's white doctors. His success will depend upon his personality and his training by us. The minister's work is also important, and also he should be trained, perhaps by the Federation, as to our ideals and the goal that we hope to reach. We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of the more rebellious members. We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. Absolutely disgusting. And here are a few other quotes that are attributed to Margaret Sanger. Eugenic sterilization is an urgent need. We must prevent multiplication of this bad stock. That was April 1933 in the Birth Control Review. In Volume 1, Number 1 of The Woman Rebel, where she was the editor, it says, "The most merciful thing that a family does to one of its infant members is to kill it." So The Woman Rebel was a magazine, it looks like, that was pushing these ideas from Sanger about birth control and abortion. And one more quote here, attributed to Margaret Sanger, in Woman, Morality, and Birth Control from 1922, "Birth control must lead, ultimately, to a cleaner race."
You have helped to spread the birth control movement not only here in the United States, but in Europe and the Orient as well. Why? Why is birth control of such vital importance internationally? Is it just to save women suffering? Is that the only reason in your mind?
Well, not entirely. The population question is a great concern today, and the rate at which births come in to the, we're saving them now. At one time, when children died, they didn't have the food. Mm-hmm. Today, our population all over the world is getting certainly better consideration and better conditions than they had at the time that I was there. I went to every country because I was invited. And I didn't spread, go into the country myself. I was invited to go to Japan and to speak there, have 8 lectures on the question of birth control and peace.
Well, do you believe that birth control is essential if we want to keep millions of people across the world from starving? Is that your thesis?
Say it again.
Do you feel that birth control is essential to keep millions of people across the world from starving?
Well, I think the birth control, if you keep your population more or less static until you pick up your resources, certainly you'll keep people and prevent their starving.
Well, what's more important, birth control or picking up the resources?
Well, picking up the resources, there's just a limit to that, too. There's just so much, take Japan. And she cannot feed. They've had the best experts come there when MacArthur was there. Mm-hmm. And the best experts have said they have 20 million more people than they can feed. She's got to be fed outside in some way. Mm-hmm. She's got to have that kind of help if she's going to keep them from fighting.
But certainly around the world, there is potential agricultural land that is not being properly used now.
The entire abortion industry was created around the idea of eugenicism. Planned Parenthood is a racist organization, and they have been successful. You can't just say, oh, well, it changed going forward. She wrote down what her plans were, what her models were, why abortion needed to be taking place so that you had people that weren't worthy of having children to be able to reproduce. You can't just magically pretend that didn't happen and say, oh, well, then I learned in school, but now it's my body, my choice. acknowledge the true history, the true abhorrent history of what the abortion industry is, what it was intended to do, and what it has largely been successful in doing. I think Margaret Sanger is one of the most successful progressives that has ever lived, because she set out to do exactly what has been accomplished. Over 18 million Black babies have been aborted. The Black population would be double today had it not been for Planned Parenthood, had it not been for abortion.
In 1993, the Star Tribune actually published a very interesting article by Mary Sinander called "Eugenics Part of Sanger Legacy." Sanger began publishing the Birth Control Review in 1917 and served as its editor until 1938. In May 1919, the Birth Control Review proclaimed "more children for the fit, less for the unfit." By unfit, Sanger meant the mentally retarded or physically handicapped. Later, her definition expanded. In 1921, the review issued a clarion call, quote, "birth control to create a race of thoroughbreds." Sanger suggested that parents should, quote, "apply for babies, as immigrants have to apply for visas." In 1925, she was a true convert to eugenics, setting up birth control clinics in poor neighborhoods populated by Latins and Slavs and Hebrews, groups she had targeted as threats because of their increasing numbers. And it seems, based on what I've read, that a lot of her resistance came from religious groups, to their credit. And she's oftentimes outspoken against these groups. It says here, she spoke of those who were irresponsible and reckless, among them those, quote, "whose religious scruples prevent them from exercising control over their numbers." And going back to the article where she calls herself the apostle of birth control, Sanger wrote, "much of the opposition to birth control has had its source among clergymen and other professional moralists. This ecclesiastic opposition is amazing in view of the fact that the only true begetter of the whole birth control movement, Robert Malthus, was himself a clergyman of the Church of England. Her plan for peaceful genocide gained converts," writes the Star Tribune. Within a few years, the review had a circulation of about 10,000, and distinguished experts of similar persuasion were eager to contribute to its pages. In 1933, her review published a special edition devoted entirely to eugenics, with contributors like Dr. Stoddard and Harry Lawlin, both directors of the American Birth Control League, ABCL, that Sanger had founded in 1923. So it's extremely concerning that Harry Lawlin is involved. He wrote the Model Sterilization Act that was implemented in many United States, as well as in Nazi Germany and other countries around the world. And Laughlin was tied to the eugenicist billionaires through the Carnegies and the Cold Spring Harbor. H.H. Lawlin was the expert eugenics agent of the United States House of Representatives Committee on Immigration and Naturalization. In 1922, Lawlin published the Eugenic Sterilization Law, which enumerated different conditions of people to be sterilized. The socially inadequate classes were to be sterilized. The feeble-minded, sterilized. The insane, sterilized. Criminals, sterilized. Epileptic, sterilized. Alcohol or drug users, sterilized. The diseased, sterilized. The blind, sterilized. Deformities, sterilized. Orphans, sterilized. The homeless, sterilized. Just absolutely disgusting. This is a quote from Harry Lawlin in his book, Eugenical Sterilization in the United States. "The sum total of human freedom and happiness will be greatly promoted in the long run by eugenical processes which call for the elimination of degenerative and handicapped strains from the racial stocks." Terrible, terrible man. It's also very important to bring up the American Eugenics Society, of which Margaret Sanger was once a member. In 1926, Lawlin and four others founded the American Eugenics Society, quote, "to promote eugenics education programs for the U.S. public." The society, quote, described eugenics as the study of improving the genetic composition of humans through controlled reproduction of different races and classes of people. So H.H. Laughlin was on Sanger's birth control league, and Sanger was part of this crazy society, the American Eugenics Society. Among a number of crazy people involved, Madison Grant is the first founder listed. This asshole put a man in a zoo. This man put a man from the Congo in the Bronx Zoo. And he's actually known as a conservationist. And Wikipedia put this under a section called conservation efforts, that he threw a man in a zoo. These people are sick. Also, for a while, it was under the direction of Frederick Osborne, the American Eugenics Society. Frederick Osborne went off to found the Population Council with John D. Rockefeller III, a key proponent of depopulation. And sadly, the United States government, many other governments, huge foundations, colleges, donate to the Population Council every year. Every year. I swear you need a database to connect all these sinister characters, their organizations, and all the connections between them, which is something I'm working on. But we'll get into more of this in future documentaries. Today I want to stay laser focused on Margaret Sanger. So the Star Tribune article goes on. In the October 1926 review, Sanger announced her idea for eugenic sterilization. Quote, "There is only one reply to a request for a higher birth rate among the intelligent, and that is to ask the government to first take off the burdens of the insane and the feeble-minded from your backs." Makes me want to throw up. Here's another quote from Margaret Sanger in Birth Control and Racial Betterment, 1919. Quote, "I personally believe in the sterilization of the feeble-minded, the insane, and the syphilitic." So in 1921, Margaret Sanger, in The Eugenic Value of Birth Control Propaganda, wrote, "The most urgent problem today is how to limit and discourage the over-fertility of the mentally and physically defective." This woman is pure evil. This is very important to reflect upon. Very powerful forces, very evil people, have permeated our culture with poisonous thoughts, with poisonous laws, and with sterilance, and with straight-up poison. And they did a ton of it through tax-exempt, fake charity, organizations, and foundations. Genocide is not okay. Murder is not okay. Yet they want to dress it up as being humanitarian, scientific, progressive, liberal. It's criminal, is what it is. Stay tuned, we're going to have more reports like this in the future, focusing on the other aspects, the other pillars of the depopulation agenda. Thanks for watching.